Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With Paul Wagner. Wags, how are you doing this afternoon, my friend?
I'm doing all right, boys. How are you?
Pretty good. Have you ever been traded or switched teams for whatever reason mid-season, Wags?
Yes, unfortunately, I was never traded. Nobody ever wanted me. I was released and fired and had to find a new job.
What kind of jitters, what kind of butterflies are floating around your stomach when you're trying to make a good impression on a new team and its fan base, and then you go out there? Because I imagine that had to be one of the tougher moments of Tyler Webb's baseball days yesterday, going in and giving up that grand slam on the first pitch that, of course, led to the Brewers' loss to the Phillies yesterday.
Absolutely. Worst case scenario he could probably think of, but you know, he'll settle down. He pitched in New York. He has a little bit of that. He knows, you know, one bad pitch, unfortunately, that's going to look upon, and that's his worst thing. But I believe he came back and struck out the next three guys or something like that. But you know what? It's a tough call. You always try to impress. You always try to impress your new employer, and you always want to make your old employer look bad.
You know, Wags, I don't know if you've ever been in this situation or not. I don't remember exactly every team you were on. But were you ever in a situation where, as Travis Shaw called it, playing with house money, where you weren't supposed to be where you're at? All of a sudden, you're out in front of this division. The favorites are chasing after you. As far as how it affects you mentally, because I've been saying that there's really no pressure on them. Now, maybe there will be in September if they're still in the same situation at that point. But right now, there's still really no pressure on this team. They're just going out there and playing, not having to worry about it, and the pressure really falls on the Cubs.
Well, that house money comment, no. I mean, I got 25 guys. I go into spring training. You can call me an underdog. Everybody can call me a loser. Every publication can come out and say I ain't going to win. But if I'm 25 guys and I'm starting April 1st, if I don't believe that I can win – That's a sad 162 games you got to go through. House money, I understand nobody predicted them to be here, 10 games over 500, but no, I mean, the pressure's on the Brewers right now to continue winning. You have to win. You've established something. I believe 94 games is a pretty good sample size. If you can be 10 games over 500 after 94, and you look at the Cubs, yes, we're only 4.5 ahead of them, but the Cubs are only a game over 500. That's a hard makeup. I suppose. I mean, if something goes wrong again, you say, hey, we never should have been here, but you're here now, and now we got to take the bull by the horns, and you got to win. Got to win.
Talking with Paul Wagner, former Brewers pitcher here on the Wendy's Big Show. Wags, when you look at not just the rotation, but the Brewers pitching staff as a whole, starting rotation and the bullpen, tell me one thing that makes you very confident about their pitching down the stretch and one thing that maybe has a little doubt in the back of your mind.
I want bullpen help. I always want bullpen help, and I'd always like a veteran in my rotation. But with people saying that Jimmy Nelson on any other staff would be a two or a three, or Jimmy's not this, Kyle Hendrick for the Cubs last year led the National League in ERA. All of a sudden, he came from nowhere, and everybody thought, people come from nowhere. You have to establish yourself. There's always got to be a time. The timeline starts. When does it start? You can't always predict that. You can't predict it with minor leaguers, and you can't predict it with big leaguers. Some guys click and run with it. To answer your question, the only thing that scares me is an injury, a very bad injury to a very successful or a very a player that's dominating right now. We have five or six guys sitting in that 280 range. Names that are not household names, but guys that are producing, picking each other up. Our pitching staff and the bullpen, we need help. But an injury, a blow to somebody who's the unsung hero or a guy in that clubhouse that
Jimmy
we
Nelson.
Don't know about. Those
Wags,
things.
It's Jimmy Nelson. If Jimmy Nelson goes down, what do you do in the rotation? Who's your guy that's going to stop this?
Zach Davis.
He's not the same.
You got it. Someone's got to pick it up.
That's right.
I mean, you got to do it, Sparky. Someone's got to do something. You can't keep
telling
these players and say they're not any good.
No, I understand what you're saying. All I'm saying is, and I've said this before, the one player that you can't afford to get hurt right now, I think, is Jimmy Nelson on this team. I think, as far as position players go, I think there's enough offense from a position player standpoint where I think you're okay. But I think if you lose your best pitcher in this rotation, and that's providing you don't add Sonny Gray and don't do something like that. But if you lose Jimmy Nelson, I just don't think there's that next guy, knowing Chase Anderson is out still for a long time. Junior Guerra has not been the same pitcher. Davies has not necessarily been the same pitcher. I know he's got wins, but he's not necessarily been the same pitcher either. Then I think you turn to Matt Garza and go, you're now the guy in the rotation that has to stop things if they're going bad. I just think it's a tough situation.
Well, I don't. What are you looking for? I mean, are you looking for a reason? Why would Jimmy Nelson get? Yeah, you know what? If Aaron Rodgers gets hurt this year too, the Packers blow.
No, wait. Don't do that, Wag. Don't do that.
Well, you can't.
Do it with another player, though. Do it with another player, please.
Well, we don't have Matt Flynn coming in this year. I'm just saying, you don't borrow trouble. We don't borrow trouble.
Right.
Athletes don't talk about getting hurt, getting lost. You don't borrow trouble. When you're an athlete and you're playing, you know, our professional sport, you don't borrow trouble. You live for today. You worry about tomorrow.
Yeah, Wag, you know, when Chris Carter left, I was like, that's a lot of home runs to replace. I'm thinking, how are they going to do that? And for them to be number one in the league in home runs, and then with Thames and Aguilar together, to me, that's a lot of production from the first base. How do they juggle that? Which guy to play? Or it just seems like Council's been a great job. Gary had a question earlier to one of our other young men who was on about Council being, at this point, manager of the year. For some reason, he's managing these guys, I mean, just perfectly.
You're exactly right. At the beginning of the year, here we go back to that. You didn't know. We lose 41 home runs. Chris Carter's gone. He goes to New York for $1 million. We're thinking, where is this going to come from? Mm-hmm. It happens. It doesn't matter. Just because we're not household names, 25 big leaguers have Milwaukee Brewer uniforms on. They're big leaguers for a reason. This thing that they can't do it, the Cubs are so much better than us. Everybody's this. We're not good. You know, we still got to prove each other. Arcia has turned. Man, we're good. We're good. Like you just said, mm-hmm. Chris Carter gone. We found home run production. We're leading Major League Baseball.
That's
home
amazing.
It can be found. We have it. We have the ability to win, and I think this team can win. But house money? No. You're playing for a championship. These windows of opportunity in professional sports do not come all the time. They do not.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can we have him on every week?
Mean, okay. Steve,
okay.
Can we just end with that? That's perfect.
No.
Let's just end with that.
Wags is in this us versus the world mentality right now. Like, he's playing for the team.
As he should.
And that's fine. I got no problem with that. From a chemistry standpoint, I've heard people say that chemistry isn't as big of a deal in baseball as it is in other sports. I think the reason this team, or part of the reason this team is as good as it is, because the chemistry is outstanding on this team, and I think it can carry you a long way. Which side are you on?
I believe it 100%. You watch those home runs. You watch those 25 guys in that dugout.
Going through the gauntlet.
You're gonna tell me, I don't care who you are. You tell those 25 guys in that dugout, after Braun hit that grand slam, that they're going to lose? All 25 would kick you right square in the you-know-what.
No, I agree with you on that.
There's
yeah.
chemistry. There's great chemistry on this team. And chemistry and these guys got each other's back. This is something special. I'm telling you, 94 games into the season or 10 over 500. Man, this is good. Crazier things have happened. I played in Pittsburgh. I had Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonilla, Andy Van Slyke. I had studs. We were supposed to win the World Series every year for like 3 years. Atlanta Braves, last place. They come up and bit us right in the ass and won it. I mean, you can go from last to first. You don't have to. I just hate everybody saying that they're waiting. Everybody's waiting for that shoe to drop. And, hey, believe in them. Because maybe next year you're going to say, now these guys are household names and now they can do it. It's going to be hard-pressed. 94 games in next year. You're going to tell me they're 10 games over 500 next year.
Right, and then if they go back to where everybody thought they were going to be this year, then this year becomes a fluke in fans' minds. That's exactly what will happen.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, exactly. So I have another one for you here.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean, old boy? Oh, boy.
Hold on, Wags. Put your seatbelt on. Go ahead on tails down, Spike.
Well, no, I'm just curious from this perspective that if you're David Stearns, knowing what we just said about what might happen next year, we have no idea.
Yeah.
Do you go and trade some of your better prospects to try and, you know, as I put it, quote unquote, go for it now at the deadline?
That's a tough call. That's a tough call, but in my opinion, I've seen a lot of players, a lot of sports, a lot of different things. I've seen a lot of guys that have unmissable. This is guys that can't miss prospect.
Mm-hmm.
You cross those white lines, and you have 40,000 people yelling at you. Those lights are brighter. That grass is greener. You never know. Do I give my number one prospect up for someone? I don't know. But you've got to give a little bit. I love Brinson. I love him. I love him to death. But if you rewrite the whole thing, we got him from Texas for Lucroy. If Lucroy can change into Brinson, and Brinson can turn into a Sonny Gray, who's got 2 years ago, I don't know how that all works. And I'm not a general manager, and I never want to be one. But man, I gotta go for it. I gotta go for it. Maybe not. I don't give in everything, but I gotta cash a few chips in to take advantage of this situation I'm put in right now, 94 games into this season.
That's former Brewers pitcher Paul Wagner, frequent guest here on the fan. Yeah, you got one more for Paul?
Oh, you from Germantown?
Yes, sir.
Mm. You know my guy Jerry Vance?
I know Jerry.
Okay, good.
Jerry's kind of...
That was it? You just wanted to find out if he knew Jerry?
I thought you were going to talk about sticks hitting academy that he's got out there.
Jerry's a little older than me. Don't let him fool you. Jerry's older than me.
No, he said you guys graduated in the same class.
No. He's
Jerry,
old.
You're the babysitter.
He's old.
Jerry, you're the babysitter.
I do. Hey, that is good. Hey. This Sticks Academy. Let's hit that real quick. What's up with the Sticks Academy, bro?
You got that right. It's nice. I tell you what, it's a great facility down here. It's in Waukesha, brand new. Turf, inside, outside. Very, very similar to Next Level, where all the football players work out.
Yeah.
Where Brad runs that show over there. You come in there, it's a little bit smaller, more baseball-induced, a full live diamond. You can actually play games in there. Great facility, great teaching, great atmosphere. It's baseball. So if you want to learn baseball and you want to be a part of baseball, come out there, just check it out and see the facility and see what you can do. Great instruction, like I said. It's just awesome. I mean, these kids today have got it made. If they can put the time in, they can put the effort in, and they can commit themselves, man, sometimes you can always say the sky's the limit, and that's not a cliche anymore.
Hey, Wags, man.
Have you seen Steve? No.
Hey, Wags, I know you were having some fun with Jerry Vance, calling him old and everything, but him and Garrett brought the same age, and it's Gary's birthday today, man. So, I mean, you made Gary feel old now.
He old, too. I know. I saw that.
I gave Gary a big old family box of Depends today to help him out. Yeah, I want to help my boy out.
Family side.
Yeah, the family side.
I thought I wasn't going to bring it up, but I saw it, too. Happy birthday,
G. Hey, Paul, we appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Absolutely, always. Be good, boys.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.